96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, it has happened again. Terrorists have struck on American soil. The target, bikers and pedestrians on a popular trail in New York City, very close to the World Trade Center Memorial. Eight people are known dead and more than a dozen injured. The alleged attacker is in police custody. Today's attack has left shock and sadness around the country and has many of us wondering how can such terrorist acts be prevented. Joining me this evening to answer that question and more is Jelena Porter, Press Secretary for the Truman National Security Project here in Washington, D.C. We invite you to join the conversation. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Your thoughts on what has happened today, what has happened in the past, and how we can maybe prevent attacks in the future. Jelena Porter, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the Daily Drum.
Bramante, thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm sad to meet you under such trying circumstances, but happy to add to the conversation.
Yes, we look forward to our conversation. Now, Jelena, authorities are already calling this a possible terrorist attack. Some are saying it is a terrorist attack. So let's begin with your assessment of what happened today.
Well, yes, Mayor de Blasio has already gone off and called this a terrorist attack. And as I see from President Trump's Twitter, that he's also said the same and has offered his condolences, whether it came at the last minute or not. He has offered his condolences and labeled this a terrorist attack. Unfortunately, we have seen this play on the global stage. We saw this last year on Bastille Day in Nice, France. The same thing happened where a man had a truck and used that and plowed all the way down the promenade, killing about 90 people and injuring about 500 other people, in the same way the man did today in New York near the Trade Center.
Now, there is nothing normal, obviously, about, or we don't want it to be normal, about using vehicles to kill innocent people. But this seems like this is becoming somewhat of a norm, using vehicles to carry out attacks. Talk to us a little bit about that, why that may be becoming a vehicle, for lack of a better word, to kill multiple folks.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate and sad that, we've seen this in Nice, we've seen this in London, and sadly now we see this in the United States of America, that sadly these trucks and these vehicles are being used as somewhat of a weapon of mass destruction to send a message and to commit a terrorist attack. I think it goes down to vetting. When you have people who are easily able to, rent a truck, whether it's from Home Depot or somewhere else, and they're able to just drive that truck anywhere they want to, there's really not a lot of proper screening you have to go through versus if you are applying for, say, a pre-SAT pre-check. That's a totally different process, and you would think that we'd have proper vetting and process for that. But again, this is no different from someone going and I'm going to DCA and I'm renting a car for the weekend because I'm here. We don't really normally think of that, but I think right now we need to take proactive measures to make sure that we're protected in the future.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the deadly attacks that took place this afternoon in New York City. We'd like to hear from you. The phone lines are open to get your thoughts on what has taken place today in one of the major cities in the country. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are joined by Jelena Porter. She is the press secretary for the Truman National Security Project here in Washington, D.C. Ms. Porter, New York City has certainly seen, obviously, its share of devastation. The most obvious, the September 11th attacks in 2011. Why New York City for such an attack, or cities of the like?
Well, New York City, quite frankly, is a very, very powerful, very influential city. I mean, we know it as a city that never sleeps. With that, this happened in Lower Manhattan. If I'm not mistaken, that's the most densely populated borough in all of New York. So when you think about it that way, that leaves a little air of vulnerability for these types of threats, and or any city like it for that matter. So, you combine New York City with a day like Halloween, where people are out and about, you know, or they may be at work, but they're, you know, in a celebratory state. So they're not thinking about something like this very tragically happening to them. So it places an air of vulnerability, unfortunately.
And is that the most likely type of an attack when you're, when there's something like Halloween and folks are out and it was a beautiful today, a day today in New York City, and those attacks in Paris that were in a market where folks are sort of walking along, beautiful flowers, a beautiful setting. Does that invite those type of attacks like we saw today?
Well, it's certainly become a trend. I wouldn't go as far as to say that we should expect this to happen again and again and just, you know, remain in fear. I think we should remain to be free as we are today, but I think they should send a message to people that we need to be proactive rather than reactive. I mean, you know, in Nice, it was Bastille Day. So, again, that was a day where people are, you know, jovial. They're out with their families. They're celebrating something that they should be very proud of. And I actually happened to be there the day before it happened and on that same promenade and knowing that there's a lot of people just out and about and free and kind of not thinking about something like this blindsiding them. But again, I think we need to be proactive. Like, no matter what field that you're in, you know, we need to champion our members of Congress, you know, write them a letter, demand meeting with them, change this and ask them for comprehensive legislation to keep us more safe.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about terrorism right here on the soil of America. And it happened today in New York City, 3 o'clock this afternoon. The phone lines are open. Let's go to Eric calling from Bowie, Maryland. Go right ahead, Eric, with your question or comment.
Well, my comment, sir, is thank you first off for having me, is that as Americans, we need to understand how blessed and fortunate we are. For centuries, we have not had any type of combat or war or anything on our soil when other countries, some live through this on a daily basis. And with terrorism, the really the only way to thwart it is by, you know, screening and monitoring and appropriate intelligence, not just at the federal level, but at the state level.
Hmm. Well, Ms. Porter, he brings up an interesting point of saying how blessed we are. I was reading a report that said between 1970 and 2011, the United States has had about 226 fatal attacks, about 2,600 total attacks. But that's still very low compared worldwide. In North America, really, you don't see that much. So how do we... How should we put that in context? Any life loss is tragic, but put into context what's happening here in America and what is happening elsewhere around the world.
Well, I think Eric made a great point. We definitely need to work with local legislators as well. They get a lot done, as you can see from the prime example of Mayor de Blasio. As soon as the attack happened, you know, him and his team took to Twitter. He said, you know what, I'm working with the governor, I'm working with the commissioner, something has happened, and we're going to report on this incident. You know, moments later, he says this was a cowardly act of terror. Then he went on to report how many people were injured. You know, he kept people vigilant. He kept people informed, but he also kept people inspired. He said, you know what, this was meant to break us, but this is not going to shake us. We won't be defeated, and we are resurgent, and we will bounce back from this. And that's what we need right now. Sadly, in other countries, that may not be the same at a local level. I won't comment up what we have on the federal level, but that's the kind of leadership that we need.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight, we are talking about terrorism in the United States. Today, this afternoon in New York City, 8 people were killed as a person driving a rental truck, a Home Depot rental truck, plowed down 8 people, injured 15 others, killing 8 of those 23. Those who were cycling on a bike path and also walking along on a bike path. And this incident took place near a school in Lower Manhattan. And tonight we're talking about how to keep Americans safe. What is happening around the world and specifically in America with these terrorist attacks, at least terrorism, as it's being called by the mayor of New York City this afternoon. Let's go back to the phone lines and Keith calling from Arlington, Virginia. Go right ahead, Keith.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I think I have a couple comments. The first is I understand the vetting process, but we need to understand that there is no such thing as absolute security. I mean, it would be virtually impossible to ask every Home Depot or every enterprise to vet everyone who rents a car to somehow determine whether or not they're going to commit one of these acts. I think my second point is some of our overseas actions and policies have been very misguided. For instance, going into Iraq when they had nothing to do with any of the domestic terrorism or 9/11, whereas, you know, the majority of the terrorists came from Saudi Arabia, and it's been known in many of the intelligence circles that the Saudis have funded these fundamental, you know, Islamic schools, yet we don't take any sanctions or any actions against them. And that's our government failing to protect us because of corporate interests or business interests. So we have to attribute some of the blame to them as well, as opposed to saying, well, we're going to create some absolute secure state, which we can't actually do.
Well, he brings up an interesting point, Jelena. One, how much can we protect ourselves? And two, I think what he's saying is, and you hear this debate, you know, pretty often, are we sort of opening ourselves up by things that we are doing outside of the United States and bringing sort of that blowback back here to America? That's a sensitive debate, but that is one that is being had either in the halls of Congress or out somewhere in America.
That is a sensitive debate. I'll definitely agree with his first point in that, yeah, I mean, absolutely, absolute security isn't guaranteed by any means, and that doesn't even have to do only with the United States. That's on a global stage as well. But we can still fight to protect and have it, and, you know, whether that's on a federal level, whether that's on a local level, whether that's working with advocacy organizations. I don't want to get in too deep of a debate and derail from what's happening now and going into the Iraq war and everything and all of those policies, but we have, you know, we want to retain our diplomatic credibility on a global stage. And we can do that, you know, by remaining strong and principled and having those strong national security solutions. But again, we want to focus on what's going on right now and how we can, you know, have viable solutions. Again, I think we already talked about what we can do to be proactive. But and sadly, in this case, to be reactive, we want to first make sure that our family and friends are safe. So whether that's using Facebook has an algorithm to check in, mm-hmm. or, you know, for me, I text, you know, my family and friends who were in New York. They said they're in their buildings. They're not leaving. They're remaining vigilant. They're instructed what to do from the New York City responders, and they're listening. I know FEMA has a great emergency preparedness kit for natural disasters. And I think sadly, we need to just talk about having that same kit, but implemented for terrorist attacks at this time.
But we can't hide, right? Especially as Americans. I was watching some of the reports tonight, and I think there's a Halloween parade or some kind of festivities that are going on in Lower Manhattan. And I think Mayor de Blasio says it will continue. We're not going to let the terrorists or, you know, reported terrorists scare us off from doing what we normally do in America. So that's sort of a tough balancing act, isn't it, to stay in or go out, especially in a city like New York. Folks are there because so much stuff is going on.
Yeah, I agree. I think showing that we are fearless and that we are strong and that we are principled is something that, you know, Mayor de Blasio is doing very, very well. We certainly won't be intimidated again. New York City is a city that is highly resurgent. It is, you know, filled. It's the paramount what we look to have our pluralism on the global stage, and that's really what makes us strong. So I think he's really doing a good job by leading his community.
Again, tonight we are talking about terrorism in the United States. We are joined by Jelena Porter. She is the press secretary at the Truman Institute here in Washington, D.C., or the Truman National Security Project, rather, here in Washington, D.C. And the phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'd like to get your thoughts on what has happened today. 8 people killed, 15 injured, along with 4 other people shot near the Freedom Tower in Lower Manhattan. So a chaotic day today in New York City. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tony calling from Capitol Heights. Go right ahead, Tony.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I think it's sad when I hear people sound so naive. I think that no matter how many times certain people play 3-card Marty, they're never going to pick the right card. No matter how many times certain people try to find out what cup the ball is in, they're never going to pick the right cup. Listen, how many people know that in 2012, U.S. Congress got rid of the Bill of Rights. It got a media blackout.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll have to check that. It's going to be hard to get rid of the Bill of Rights. But, Tony, hold your thoughts, because I think you want to say a little bit more. We're going to get you on the backside, so don't hang up. This conversation is going to continue. We will check on the Bill of Rights issue, but my guess is that that is still intact. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. We were talking about terrorism in the United States, tragedy in New York City this afternoon. 8 people killed, 15 people injured as a person driving a rental truck rams into citizens walking along a bike path and cycling also, and 4 others injured in a shooting near Freedom Tower in Lower Manhattan. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us on SiriusXM Channel 141 as we continue this conversation on terrorism in the United States.